Okay, today's daf is Bechoros daf Dalet. Bechoros daf Dalet. One correction from yesterday. I did not remember yesterday that somebody asked a question that yesterday the Mishnah on top of Gimel Mabez that was quoted, Rachel's Yeldim in Eiz, Vez Yeldim in Rachel, Ptur ben Amachor, that means a total Ptur from Bechora. Doesn't mean that the Kohen gets it and then he's allowed to keep it, because there's a special din two blocks from now, Vehem Mabez. The Mishnah quotes that if there, we know that there's a Kedushas Bechora only by a male, but there's a special din that if the offspring does not look like the parent, says the Mishnah, Para sheyolda min chamor, v'chamor sheyolda kemin sus, peturah min ha-mechora. I mean, that's by Behemet Tmeya. But we have a similar idea by Shenemar, petach chamor, shnei pamim, ashi avlad chamor v'hanolad chamor. Hayolad chamor v'hanolad chamor. That's the special din by Tmeya. But also, if you look in the second parak, by Behemet Tahora, right, a special similar kind of din. Top of that our Gemara was talking about yesterday. Rachel Shalda Minez Vesh Shalda Min Rachel Petura Min Abachora. That's a total Petur because the parent and the offspring have to look similar. Right? That's a special did by Kedushas Bechor, and that is hopefully that is clear now. Besides that, the second case is where it has Miksa Simanim, where it has Miksa Simanim, so that it's kind of a Suffolk Bechor. If it's a Suffolk Bechor, so that a lot of Suffolk Bechors I could just keep, and the Kohen has to prove to me that it's a Bechor, that's the Sugi of Tukfo Kohen. Sugi in the first parak about Metziah. Motziah Miyado, Ein Motziah Miyado, right, the Shach has a whole Sefer, Tukfo Kohen. Called Tukfo Kohen on that Sugi. But the, here it says, in our case, Vim Yeshbo Miksa Simanim, this is a little more than a regular, regular case of Safek, and that's why the Mishnah says, Im yesh lo Safek Simanim, you are going to be chayav. We'll talk more about that case when we get to it on Tes Zion, Amid Beis. But that's why a regular case, if it's for sure, it doesn't look like the parent, there's no Kedushas Bechora. Therefore, you're allowed to keep it. But where a regular Safek case, you're not sure if this is Bechora or not, was there a previous offspring, then generally you're allowed to keep it. How about Bechavera Lavaraya? But when it comes to why? Because if it's it might lose its one, you could keep it and wait till it gets a mum kavua, and then it could belong to a Yisrael because then it loses its kedusha. It's the only karban that loses its kedusha memela without your being poda it. A bechor that gets a permanent mum. The case that we spoke about in the Mishnah yesterday was a special case, and if it has miksas simanim as we related it to Rabbi Yochanan's din, you might have to give it to the kohen, but the kohen is not makrevit. Might be in this middle status, but either way, that was what we discussed yesterday at the top of Gimel Amid Beis.
If it already has a mum kavua,
if an animal is born with a mum kavua, it still is mamono shel kohen. You have to give it to him. Okay. Says the that's why in that case you have to give it to him. Miksas simanim. Okay, so we continue now. Says the Gemara. We are about 15 lines up from the bottom. Hahi giyurta. There was a giyores. So we're talking about Jew and non-Jew. So we have a case of a girl here who's a Giyoris, and her brothers gave her animals to fatten up. So she's, right, we had yesterday, previous Mishnayos, right, the Mishnayos that we're talking about, Kabbalah, that you give an animal over to somebody to take care of it, you're going to split the Vlados. So here it happens to be her siblings that gave her the animals. So how you gear to Davi Masrullah, also the Kabbid Rava, so she came in front of Rava, right? Mashma that Rava, right, accepted women directly for Shilas, and he answered them. So Amarle said to her, "Lest the chashla lahad Rabbi Yehuda." Don't worry about Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Don't worry about Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that shutfis with a guy, even if it happens to be your brother, is chayavis. We paskin that shutfis with a guy is putter. As we said yesterday, any yad akum be'emsa, that's the lashon. If a non-Jew owes any part of it, it's putter. So here is going to be putter. The Gemara doesn't mention it here, but it obviously is assuming what the Gemara says in Masechas Yevamos, Gershon is Gaya Kakatan Shenol Adami. Even though it's the brothers that are giving her this animal, she is halachically not related to the brothers. We've noted in other shiurim, what's the source for that halacha of Gershon is Gaya? So we mentioned it in the Parsha Shir as well this week. Nowhere in Shasa to say. There are at least three suggestions of the Mefarshim exactly what where the source of Gershon is Gaya, or at least three Mefarshim that talk about it. Chassam Sofer and Avodah Zarah, Ayin Beis just ponders what exactly is the source. And it's amazing that the Gemara does not mention a source of Gershon Hizgayir. The Meshech Chachma, we like to quote in Parshas Vayeschanan, says the source is Shuvu Lochem Lo'ahalechem. Go back to your tents, Moshe Rabbeinu told them after Har Sinai. What do you mean go back to your tents? Eight Olel Ishto. Olel means wife. There might be some people that before Matan Torah were married to people who after they got Parshas Arayas, they're not allowed to stay married to them. How are they allowed to all go back to their wives? Every single person? Moshe Rabbeinu came from an illicit relationship, right? An aunt and a nephew, right? Amram and Yocheved. We spoke about that this week. So how can they each go back? Must be Gershon Hizgayir Kashan Ola Dami. That's the source. Shuvah Lachem Alechem. Source number one. Source number two. The Balaturim. The Balaturim in Dvarim. Chaf Dalid Yud Zayin. The pasuk there says Lo Satem Mishpat Ger Yatom. Don't twist the judgment of a ger yatom. Don't favor somebody who is downtrodden. The pasuk says, "Mishpat ger yatom." Shouldn't it be as the balaturim ger v'yatom? Ger and yatom, they're both downtrodden. It says ger yatom. This is a remez that every ger is considered a yatom. Ger equals yatom. That is number two. And I saw this week source I never saw before, and that is a ravon. The Ravon says that, this is quoted, I wasn't chazering the Ravon, but I saw this in the Encyclopedia Talmudis, he quotes the Ravon who says, V'shanefesh asherasu b'charon. Avram Avinu is considered the one who made these nefashos, not the people who had them. But Dafka the Ravon, V'shanefesh, that Dafka Avram Avinu is called the father of these individuals, because he was Megayer them, he's the one that made them, they're not related to their parents or their previous siblings. So three suggestions, two by the Rishonim, the Ravon and the Balaturim, one by the Achron and the Meshech Chachma, in terms of what the source is for Gershon Hizgayir. Okay, so that's how this story takes place, that the brothers are not related to her, they are non-Jews. So there was a Gioris that was got this, and the case was Pater. Next. Rav Mari bar Rachel havyele hahi chevasa. Rav Mari bar Rachel had a flock of animals. Havi makna l'udnayhu l'ove kochavim. He was makna the ear to the ove kochavim, to the non-Jews. He was makna the ear. As we saw yesterday, the different pshatim, what does one have to give? Davar sh'oso sa trefa, davar sh'oso sa nevela, or even the top line, Rabbi Yochanan said, mum kal. Remember, those are the three pshatim in the Gemara. And the way the Rambam formulated it was it has to be something that makes it a mum, that gives it, makes it a bal mum. That was the lashon of the Rambam, which we said probably was an outgrowth of the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. That's how we understood the Rabbi Yochanan's shita, mum kal. So Rabbi Mari was makne the ear of the animal to the guy, but even though he was machne it to the guy, he was machmer on both sides. He gave it to the guy, but he also treated it like a bechor. He did both. So therefore, he asked shearing and working it, and he gave it to the kohanim. So he was machne it to the guy, and he still gave it to the kohanim. Ukelai chiyusa the Rav Mari bar Rachel, and all his flock died. All his flock dies. Obviously, he did something wrong here. So the question is: V'chimi acher the asur begiza va'avoda? If he answered it begiza va'avoda v'yav lehu lakonim, so then umay makri lehu ludnai lov gachadim. If he's going to treat it like a bechor anyway, so was he makri to a guy? Right? He answered giza va'avoda. He gave it to a guy. So what was his purpose? So answer: Dilma asibul de'takala. Maybe people might use it before he gives it to a guy. So he wanted to cover his bases. He wanted to make sure there was no chiyuv, but he was going to treat it carefully anyway. So if that's true, he sounds like a great big tzaddik. So ihachi my time a kol chizur amari. So why did his flock die? What did he do wrong? So mishum de mafkilahu mikdusha sayu. Whoa, he's mafkia the kedusha of the bechor, which means he prevents the Kedusha from being chal, and therefore it is something that should not be done. Let's continue first. V'yamar Rav Yehuda, the Bedinah Rav Yehuda, the Amora say, Mutter la'adam la'hatel mum bevichar, kodom shiaz al-avir ha'olam. A person is allowed to put a mum, stick his hand inside before the Kedusha's bechar starts at birth. So a person is allowed to stick his arm and cause a mum inside before it comes out. So you see, it's mutter, so it's not so bad. So where it says, no, there's a difference. Ha-sam, mikdushas mizbeach ka-mafkalei, mikdushas kohen lo-mafkalei. As we just said, if a bechor is born with a mum, it still belongs to the kohen. So it still has some type of special status The Gemara, interestingly here, calls it Kedushas Kohen. There's Kedushas Mizbeach and Kedushas Kohen. So even a Bechor that gets a Mum, you still have to give it to the Kohen. So it's still in the world of Bechor. And therefore, that's okay. And that's what you're allowed to do. Hacha, but here, by giving it to a guy, a filo b'kedushas kohen kamafgale, you're totally negating it from it having any kedusha by giving it to a guy. You're being mafkia it, so that's worse. There's still an inyan. Again, I don't know if I would call it kedusha. The Gemara calls it kedusha, obviously. I mean, how do we understand that? It's not kedusha in the general sense. It's not going to be hukrav. It's a mamono shel kohen, and he can do whatever he wants with it. But there's a difference in terms of it having status of going to a kohen versus not having status at all. That was number one. Number two. Another answer. V'ibayisema. Rav Mari Barachel, Yadalach Nuya Kinyin Gomer. Rav Mari Barachel, he was a big Talmud Chacham. He knew exactly how to be makne something to a non-Jew. As we know, from Hilchis Mechiras Chametz, there are many different opinions which kinyanim work between Jew and non-Jew. Between Jew and Jew, there's 10 different kinyanim that could work, right? Look at, we learned the Mishnayos in Mesechus Kiddushin in the second half of the first parak. So you know, Meshicha, Hagbah, Mesira, Chatzer, all different types of kinyanim. Situmta. So what about with a Jew and non-Jew? Major Machlokas Rishonim. What works, what doesn't work? That's why, by Mechiras Chametz, we do 6 different kinyanim with a non-Jew. Just to be safe, we do shtar, we do handshake, we do chatzer, we do all the different kinyanim. So Rav Mari was a baki in halacha, and he knew that the kinyan happens only with kesef. Right? Rashi says he knew how to do kinyan kavod lito kesef most, but dovik achavim, dovik achavim lo kariel, but kesef. Right? You need kesef. V'chazile inish achrina va'azel va'avin. The problem is, other people are going to see what he does and not realize what's going on and be misled to do kinyanim in the wrong way. Vesava, Rav Mari, Milsa, Huda Avan. And they will think, Rav Mari, Milsa, Huda Avan, they think all that's happening is Bedibur, Rashi says. Right? Bedibur, Veinonotol Damav. Vasi, Valade, Takala. That's going to lead to Takala. Meaning people are witness Rav Mari. They will misunderstood what he was doing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to send a message out. The people shouldn't learn that, you know, whatever Amari did was appropriate, so he caused his flock to die. Right? Because Shalo Yavid Echshad, Vinim Sachay Vesechel Tov, Binil Kib Va'adam, the Maris Ahayin issues, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to prevent Kilkul, and this is what he did. Okay, either way, we're going to focus on the first idea as well. First idea right now, and that is, he was Mafka Mikdushase. Tos was asked, this big Tos is over here, it was so bad what Amari did, we all do that. Everybody does that. What do we do with Mara Zan? What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Shulchan Aruch says we sell a Porsche to a guy. To be mafka b'kedushase. So how could, the Gemara says it's a terrible thing to do. You're mafkia b'kedushase. So how do we do it? So that's Tosfos. Beginning of Tosfos. Masha'in is haran achshav, alfa b'shin nanash Rav Mari. Pirish Rebido Tam number one. Rav Mari nanash lefisha yamakne ozno shel ubar. V'ikavka b'gufa ubar. Aval haknov be'em sharya. One answer. He should have been makna some of the mother, not some of the baby. We're makna some of the mother. If you're makna some of the baby, that is a more direct undermining of the kedusha, and that is what shouldn't be done. One answer. Okay. Or, skip down 15 lines, number two. Inami, b'yimei Rav Mari, hayu b'kin l'hatul mum b'bechar, kodem shasa la'olam, asher l'ados ayde hafka. They were b'kiyim in mumin in the days of Rav Mari. So what they should have done was get inside in utero and make a mum, like the Gemara says. At least it would have gone to the Kohen there. It would have had Kedushas Kahuna. But we're not Bekian. What's a mum kavo? What's a mum over? If you don't ask, he spent 18 months on a farm to learn Hilchas Mumin. Right? So we're not Bekian. So ain't Brera to us. Ain't Brera. And therefore, Aval Adu, Delo Bekian Bekach, Mutav Lahak Muslovik Ochavib Kavdash Yavol De Takala. So we don't want to get messed around with potential Averis, and therefore, This is what we do. Okay, that is Tosfos's issue. Number one, how do we do it? Bizman Azeh, we're not Bekian. Rav Shechter in Be'ikvei Atzon, he has talks about in Siman Tezvav, Ha'arama B'mitzvos U'B'Isurim. Right, there various times we find in halacha, both in the Gemara and the poskim, ha'arama. What's ha'arama? Some type of subterfuge, right? Some type, the Gemara says in Maseches Beitza that you're not allowed to salt, right, to start processing your leather, your hides, that you shefted an animal on yantif, that's mutter. But how are you processing your hides on yantif? That's not real tzarach yantif. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to put it down in front of the people who are going to trample it on yantif. But if you're salting your meat, you can salt your meat and have some of the salt go under the hides underneath where you're standing. Right, a type of ha'arama, the Gemara says. Or, obviously, ha'arama, well, before we get to that case, ha'arama, the Gemara talks about bringing your produce not through your front door. Right, bringing it through the roof, so you're not chayiv and shubas and maestras. You don't have rias panei abayis. So all these cases of harama in the Gemara, the Rosh, the first Megah Beitza discusses when is it a harama okay, and when is it, literally, you're tricking and you're trying to find a loophole. So, says the Rosh, lav kol harama shavos. That's the key line in this whole discussion. Not every harama is appropriate. And in every case, if Rosenzweig likes to point out, there's two elements. There's the mechanism and there's the motivation. The motivation, why you're doing it, and number two, is it working? Does it work? It also comes up by Heter Mechira. Also, that's also discussed in the world of Ha'arama. Mechiras Chametz is discussed in the world of Ha'arama. So number one, are you doing, is your motivation pure? And number two, even if the motivation is pure, it's got to halachically work. It's got to have a proper mechanism. Right, so that's so both of those are discussed in many of these contexts. So, Rav Shachter writes in Simit Tezvav, he starts off, his first Gemara, Bechoros Daf Gimel, he starts off with Rav Mari. What do you see from there? Hare, Osir Laharim, B'mitzvah Satorah, Amlas Laf Kiyach Yuvah Bahen. It's also to be Marim. What about, what Tosfos says, Mizvah says, it's okay. Why? Because, what is Tosfos saying? We are doing Harama to prevent Averis. That's the difference. Harama by mitzvah, so the mitzvah will disappear, that's inappropriate. But if our purpose is to prevent isurim, harama isurim, that's okay. Harama isurim is okay. And that's why he said, dafka harama by mitzvah huta asur, the sof kol sof, because at the end of the day, you didn't do the mitzvah. But by isurim, the point is not to do the avera. So it doesn't matter how you didn't do the avera. Just don't do the avera. Even if you don't do it by not violating, or you don't do it by having harama, so you don't come to the situation of an avera. So both of those work. Both of those, you didn't do the Aveira. And therefore, Harama by mitzvahs is okay, not Harama by Aveiras. Then he talks on the bottom, discusses the Gur Aryeh, Harama by mitzvahs is a problem. Harama by mitzvahs is a problem. Harama by Yisurim are okay because it prevents us from doing the Aveir. In a footnote, he discusses the Maharal and Parshas Vayigash, which we've mentioned in other context, that the Avos kept Kol HaTorah Kula only the mitzvahs. Not the los ases. Because it doesn't make sense not to do an aveira if you're not commanded not to do it. By a mitzvah, that brings you close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how he explains in terms of Yaakov marrying two sisters and all the others. Most of the Isser of Matseva, most of the quote unquote violations were Isurim. Right? It doesn't work with tying Mitzvah Shamarti, but, either way, that is what is explained. Then he continues and he says that's what's going on by Mechiras Chametz. What do we do about Bechiras Chametz? We sell 99% of our Chametz. We keep the little Chametz bag to burn in the morning. So is that a harama? Why does that work? So explains Rav Shechter. What's the Isser? Baal Yerabai Imatzai. So whatever you do not to violate Baal Yerabai Imatzai is okay. Harabai Yisurimur is fine. By mitzvahs? When is it a problem by mitzvahs? If you're mafkiya the mitzvah. But here you're doing the mitzvah. You're doing Tashbisu with the little Chametz. What, there's a bigger mitzvah to destroy more Chametz by Tashbisu? L'maisa, you did the mitzvah. Tashbisu is omei b'teichem. You take some of your Chametz, whatever's left, and you destroy it. So, says Rav Shechter, that's why it works in that case. Harabi Yisurim, Harabi Mishra Shari, Burgei Allah Haseh, Lek Ha'arama Klau, Debein Ko Vako, Mekayimu, Asa Haseh, De Tashbisu, Bishlei Muso, B'mashu Ma'abed, Esa Gezai Esa Achro, Inshal HaChametz, Sheyesh No Bershuso, Be'erev Pesach. So that's the difference. Harama by Averis, Harama by Mitzvahs, and that is what's discussed here. Why Bizman Hazeh, our motivation is because we're not Bekiyan. We don't wanna have any takalas, we don't have any carbonos walking around. And we don't know how to make a mum before it comes out. So therefore, that is what we do. You're right. We're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Kedushas Bachar by doing this. But you know what? Our motivation is the Avera. And therefore, that's why it would be okay, Bizman Hazeh, in this case.
In the case of
a chamor,
you could do it.
Right, because there's no karbanis there. That's why we do a bizman hazeh by a chamor. Right, we're not mafkiya the kedusha by chamor, only by bechor behemah tahora. right? By a chamor, if a Jew owns a donkey, so what do? You have the donkey and you switch it with a sheep. That's it. There's no kedusha. Okay, is it aser b'hano according to some? Yes, might be aser b'hano according to some, but there's no iser of me'ila. It's not so hard. Just don't get any benefit. Right when the baby's born, you know, switch it with a sen, make the bracha and give it to the kohen. Okay.
Rav Mari bar Rachel.
Rav Mari bar Rachel. Isn't that ironic? Okay. Right. If I remember correctly, I think that's his father was not such a, I think his father was not such a great tzaddik. That's what we call him by the mother's name. I think I saw that a long time ago. I got a chazrip, but maybe on Sunday we'll get back to it. You find sometimes in the Gemara that you have name go by the mother. Find other Amoraim. The Isser Giora. What's the what was his mother's name? Right, by the Shmuel's daughter, they say was taken as a shvuya, and the daughter's son is called by the mother's name because the father was a shavui, was a captor. So you find sometimes that there's a reason to cover it up, but I mean there are some names that I think are males, Rav Ada bar Ava, so I think that's a male. But I think some of the names that are females, I think might be the mother. I think. Okay, let's continue. Says the again. There's a lot more here. Guess we'll have to continue though now. But keep in mind the second half of this Tosfos. I don't know if I said Bli Nether yesterday, but the second half of this Tosfos discussed the sugya of Davar Shlomo La'olam. Right? How could you? Our whole discussion is being makne and ubar. So Tosfos, the second half of the Tosfos discusses Davar Shlomo La'olam. Maybe all the cases that we're talking about here is where you are makne, like the Gemara calls dekel peirosav. It's not Davar Shlomo La'olam. I'm being makne you this tree lagabe the future fruit. So that's not called Davar Shlomo La'olam. If you're makne the fruit, it's a problem. If you're makne the tree lagabe the fruit, that's not a Davar Shlomo La'olam. So maybe here too, you're makne the animal lagabe the ubar. Whenever you discuss this, they all bring in the sheets of the Machlokas Rambam Ravid, and that is if you try to marry an unborn fetus. I just kind of mentioned that. That's a great Rambam. The Rambam in Isha, Zayin Tezayin. Homer l'chaveiro, em yalta ishcha dekeva harim kodeshes li. If your wife has a baby girl, I hereby marry her. Lo amar klum, says the Rambam. That's meaningless. V'im haisa eshes chaveiro mu'uberes. But watch if she's already pregnant. V'hukar ha'ubar. It's after 3 months. She's visibly pregnant. Harezu mukudashas. You can marry a fetus, says the Rambam. V'yireli, and it appears to me, says the Rambam, on his own. Shetzarach lachzor l'kadesh osa me'avia achar shetivali. Do another marriage ceremony after she's born. Kadesh yachnis osa b'kidushin she'ein bohen dofi. To make sure that it's a solid marriage. So what is he saying? It's a real marriage, this is just to get out of the suffix, or it's not a real marriage. Sounds like it's a real marriage, but in utero. And this girl is already taken care of. Right? You talk about people used to get married young, right? This is, can't get younger than that. And the Ravid says, what are you talking about? Ulafiha alacha, lo nomar huka uba mukudeshes el adashra balaz ben Yaakov, dara adamakla, dara shalom ala'olam. Let's all look at us. We don't bask in this way. This person isn't even here. This isn't a woman. Either way, you see, you don't need an isha for a marriage. Right, you don't need an isha for a marriage. You see from the Rambam. Either way, that's a huge discussion, but that's always quoted in the sugyas of Davar Shlomo La'olam. Okay, let's try to get to today's daf. Says the Mishnah, Kohanim v'Leviim. So just as a preface to this Mishnah, we have the Chazer Psukim in Parshas Bamidbar. Chazer Psukim in Parshas Bamidbar. If you remember, in Bamidbar after the Egel, I think in Pirkei Avos they talk about this, right? Ashrei Yoladeto. Okay, so if you look in Parshas Bamidbar, we know the story of the firstborns and the Leviim. Let's just remember that for a minute. We know that after the Chetah Egel, the Avoda, which had been done by the firstborns, was switched to the Leviim, and what had to happen? We had to be Podeh. The firstborns had to have themselves redeemed by the Leviim. So what happened? So it was pretty close. All things considered, there were 22,000 Leviim and 22,273 firstborn Yisraelim. So what happened? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Moshe Rabbeinu, 22,000 cancel each other out. So that's fine. But there are 273 left. So 273 firstborn Yisraelim had to give 5 shkalim to the pot of Shevet Levi. who got chosen? Okay, they worked it out, who got chosen. But there was 273 extra. But Meikar, then what happened? 22,000, right? They each said, okay, I'm your pidyon. Boom, you don't have to do anything. And now the Kedusha goes to the Levi and take it away from the firstborns. And it not only applied to the Levim, but it says, Hinei alachach kis Levim, mitoch b'nei Yisrael, tachas kol b'char, petar rechem b'nei Yisrael, v'hayu li alvim. And kili kol b'char, because the b'charim are mine, and they blew it by the egel, and therefore it switched. But it didn't only apply to the Levim, but it applied to the animals. The animals of the Levim. V'lachach des alvim li ani Hashem, tachas kol b'char b'nei Yisrael, des behemas alvim, tachas kol b'char b'behemas b'nei Yisrael. Right, every animal of the Levim also had to be poda, a firstborn animal. All the firstborn animals of Yisrael had to be redeemed by the animals of the Levim. Right, that's what also the Torah says. Is this only Bechor Behemet Tahora or only Bechor Behemet Tameya? We'll talk about that. That's not clear. Rashi says right there. Right, it's a Rashi that we don't focus on unless we're learning Maseches Bechoros. Like we read the Rashi, it doesn't kick in. Rashi says Beferish. Ves behemas alviim tachas behemtam lo padu behemas alviim es bechoy behemet tahora shel Yisrael ela pitri chamorehem v'se only pitri chamor says Rashi v'se echad shel ben Levi pater. Okay, we'll get to that in on a base. But says Rashi is only so there were all the firstborn a lot of donkeys, right? They all schlepped all the stuff, right? Adam Mitzrayim, a lot of donkeys. So that's what it says in the psukim. Interestingly, we'll talk about that on Amid Beis. But Hashem, it doesn't give a number. It doesn't give a number by the animals. It only gives a number by the people. As if by the animals, the number is not important. That's what it sounds like. It's not given. Anyway, that's all background. Let's do the Mishnah. Just to note, I didn't. If you want to do the math as a proof connecting the 22,273 to the there's a story about Reb Blazer Gordon. The Zion Latour quotes it, and Reb Emes Liakov also has the same math working out how Shishim Bekeres Echad. Shishim Bekeres, six at one time in Mitzrayim, works out that these are the number of the firstborns. It's a complicated math equation, but it proves Torah, Amitashal Torah. So if you want to look at the Zion Latour, Rav Sorotskin right here, it goes through all the math proving that Torah is emesic. We don't need that, but that's what he goes through. Vayter says the Mishnah, Kohanim Leviim Patur Mikal V'Chomer. Kohanim Leviim are Patur from giving what? So we think this means, Rashi says right here, Kasal Kataydev Petach Hamor. Kohanim Leviim are Patur from Petach Hamor, if they have a donkey. Mikal V'Chomer. In Patur Ashe Yisrael Bamidbar, Dinu Shiter Azatman. If they themselves Patured fellow Jews in the Midbar, surely they should Patur their own Petach Hamor. Says the Gemara, Inu Patri, what do you mean? They pottered people. They didn't have anything to do with the animals. Adam Patar, Behema Patra. Tichsiv, like the pasuk we just read, Kach Zalvim Tachas Bechor Bebnei Yisrael, Ves Behemes Zalvim Tachas Behem Tom. What is the Mishnah talking about? That a Kava Chomer to Patr Petach Hamor based on the fact that they pottered people? So two suggestions what the Mishnah means. Amar Abaya number one. You have to add in a step. Hachi Ka Amar. Kohanim Levim Peturin Behem Tom Mikava Chomer. You're right. Their animals potter the fellow animals. Im hifkia behemtam shel Leviim behema shel Yisrael b'midbar. If the animals, the se of the Leviim potter the chamorim of the Yisrael b'midbar, dinhu shetafkia eshel atzman. So surely it should potter their own chamor. You're right, forget it. The Mishnah doesn't mean the people, it means the animals. If the Leviim's own animals pottered Yisrael's animals, so surely it should be strong enough to bother their own animals. And therefore their own sin, their own chamor, should take care of business, and they shouldn't have to do anything with Petach Hamor. Amalei Rava, says Rava, really? Vaha Patri Inhu Ktani. The Mishnah says we're talking about the people. Patri Inhu. So how can you say what's Chazira Mechzera? Va'od Im Isa, and if your Svara is true, Afilu Mi Bechar Behema Tahora Niftaru. They should early also not be Chayiv in Bechar Behema Tahora. Alam Etznan, why does the first Mishnah in the second parak say, Lo Niftaru Mi Bechar Behema Tahora, Ela Mi Pidyon HaBen Ur Petach Hamor. Leviim are Chayeves, are Chayavim in Bechar Behema Tahora. It's Karban. Right? What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says in Hilchos Bechoros, it's the Mishnah later on, but the Rambam says in Hilchos Bechoros, Hakol Chayavin Bibachor Behema Tahora, Kohanim V'Leviim V'Yisraelim. Out of the three mitzvahs of Bechor, Kohanim, Leviim, everybody has to give Bechor Behema Tahora. not Petach Hamara, not Pidyon HaBen, but Bechor Bar Debar, everybody's Chayiv. V'af al pisha Bechor LeKohen, even though it goes to the Kohen. Im Nola Lo Bechor, if the Kohen has a Bechor Behemet Torah, Makriv Damo Ve'emu Rav, V'ochel Sh'ar HaBasar B'Torah's Bechor. It's got to treat it like a Bechor. So says the Gemara, if it's true that this Svara of Kal V'Chomer, so why don't we say that Pater for Bechor Behemet Torah also? So Ela Amar Rava, Hachitani, different shot of the Mishnah. Kohanim v'Leviim patru hein atzman mikal v'chomer. There's two steps. First, the Kohanim v'Leviim patru, they themselves patru the fellow Jews. Im ifkiyah klushasan shal Leviim, klushasan Yisrael amid barlo ifkiyah shal atzman. Step one, if they patru themselves, if they themselves patru, so therefore they themselves should not be chayiv in what? Pidyon HaBen. V'Leviim shal atzman. And now we go, Ashgechan Adam. Fine, by a person. Behema Tamea Minol. And how do I know by Behema Tamea, which is what we're interested in here? Amar Kro. Ach Bato Tifte Esbachar HaAdam. Vesbachar HaBehema HaTamea Tifte. Because they're compared in the Pasuk. Kosh Yeshnu Bebachar Adam. Yeshnu Bebachar Behema Tamea. Vechosh Sheinu Bebachar Adam. Eino Bebachar Behema Tamea. So we compare. So we learn out people, and then we compare that to Bechar Behema Tamea. Keep in mind, there is a big discussion in the Mefarshim. What about a Leviya? A female Levi, is she Petura from Petach Hamor? The Rashba says, based on this line that we just read, she is Petura. Just like she's Petura from Pidyon HaBen, she's Petura from Petach Hamor. That's what our Gemara says right here. The Gemara compares Pidyon HaBen and Petach Hamor. So just like a Bas Levi, even if she marries a Yisrael, is Petura from Pidyon HaBen, her child, so too she'll be Petura from Petach Hamor. And other Achronim argue, the Makne in Kiddushin argues, that you should say all women are Peturos. Right, because he says all women didn't have warrant nifte in the he only went by the men in the midbar and not women. Either way, that is a big discussion. The Rama quotes the Rashba, I think, in Shulchan Aruch, but that is an important discussion based on this line. Okay, Amalei Fighter Amalei Rav Safra Labaya. So we have 2 days. We have Abaya, who was the first. He was the Kal. He said the Mishnah is the Kal V'Chomer, and we have Rava. So now Rav Safra asked Abaya, Lididach, according to you, Da'amart Behem Tam, you said it has to, it's directly. If the Kohen Leviim, their behemoth pottered, so they should potter their own. Right, that's what we said. That was the first pshat, so it should be Bafkiya Shel Atzman. So what about this case? Ben Levi Davile said to Afka Lifka. De Lavile said to Lifka, Lo Lifka. So you should say only a Ben Levi who had Seh should be putter, because their seh pottered the chamor in the midbar. But a Ben Levi who didn't have a seh shouldn't, because their seh didn't potter, and therefore that Ben Levi would be, his own animals would be chayiv in petach chamor. And number two, bein ledidach, bein lerava, according to either of you, ben chodesh da'afka lifka, pachad ben chodesh da'lo lifka, lo lifka. What, only the Ben Levis who were 30 days old pottered. So what, if you have a Ben Levi who is less than 30 days old, so that Ben Levi's should not be mafkia, right? Should not pater petach hamar. Let's say Rachmanos, a father dies and he's less than 30. So we should say that there's again try to find cases that they weren't in the pidyon. Number two and number three, Levia lo tifka. A Levia bas Levi shouldn't. Alama amar of adabar ava. Levia sheyolda benat pater michamish lime. Levia, right? The female Leviim didn't do anything in the midbar. Right, so therefore they should be chayiv in Pidyon HaBen. So that's the question. All these three questions. By the way, Rav Moshe, if you remember, we mentioned in a parsha a couple of years ago. Why, by all the other shvatim, the counting started from age 20, but from Levi it started from age 1 month. So Rav Moshe mentioned the beautiful idea, which could always be used as in a simcha. Ella shevet Levi shev hukfuli oshomri mishmaris hakodesh lahoros v'ladun v'lavod avodes Hashem yisbar b'ez hamikdash keruba v'chazaka she is gadol oshomri mishmaris hakodesh v'lachein yuchol lemnosam tekef mishenoldu. Everyone else, we all have to wait till 30, because till 20, because we don't know, you know, what's going to be. But these families were Kadosh families, and we could already assume Ruba v'chazaka that they are going to follow in the path of their parents. Okay. Anyway, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara has all these questions. Basically, it's all one question, and that is, if the whole svara of patering them is based on who redeemed in the midbar, so what if you have somebody who didn't redeem in the midbar, somebody who didn't have a seh, somebody who's less than 30 days old, and a woman? They all didn't redeem in the midbar. So the Gemara answers, "Halo kasha, kidemar bereder of Yosef, b'shmei de Rava, de Amar Petar Rechem, be Petar Rechem Tala Rachmana." Which means, Rashi and the Mefarshim explain, no, you go by any Peter Rechem. Any Peter Rechem is going to be chayiv in the mitzvah, and any Peter Rechem that is not included in the mitzvah, you go by the Shevet, and once a Shevet is patterned, then the entire Shevet is patterned. That's how this Gemara comes up, the Drasha comes up later, and that's how it is interpreted. He says the Gemara, one more question. The Aaron Shalom Haya Ba'oso Minyan Lo Lifka. Aaron wasn't counted. So maybe Aaron, not Aaron what? Aaron should be chayiv to do what, Pidgin HaBen? Tosva says Aaron wasn't the Bechor, Miriam was the Bechor. So it's not talking about himself, so you gotta talk about, Tosva says, we're talking about, right, the animals. Right, Aaron? Like Rashi says, Aaron, look at the second to last Rashi. The donkeys of Aaron, that had firstborn donkeys, should not be putter. It's interesting, Tosva says, the second to last line, just gives the ages. The Aloy Aaron Bechor, the Miriam Gedolim Menu Gimel Shanim. Miriam was 3 years older than Aaron. Kedarav Medrash. Kemosha Aaron Gedolim Moshe Gimel Shanim. Aaron was 3 years older than Moshe. So Miriam was 6 years older than Moshe. Right, that's the Medrash right here. Bechor Esav Dalad.
So she's Malamed Akal Bechomer at 6.
What? Right. She was before he was born. 5. She was 5 years old and already making kalvachomers to Amram. Right. You're worse than Paro. 5 years old. That was Miriam. Okay. Anyway, so says the Gemara. So Aaron, he shouldn't be mafkia. Detanya lo menachar al Aaron. Why there are dots? If you look in Parshas Bamidbar, there are dots on Aaron HaKohen. Shebechumish hapekudim. So hayabos a minion. Right. To say that he wasn't included in the minion. By the way, that is the Midrashic name for Bamidbar. Well, we call it Bereishis Shmos Yigur Midrash Dvarim, but those aren't the names the Midrashim give them. Bamidbar is Chumash HaPakudim. Dvarim is Mishnah Torah. Vayikur is Torah is Kohanim. Right? Bereishis is Sefer HaYashar, according to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Shmos is Sefer HaGeula, according to the Ramban. But everyone has names. Anyway, so what about Aaron? So Amar Kra, HaLeviyim. Hukshu call Leviyim Zelazeh. All Leviyim are compared to each other. Kohanim in Olon, how about Kohanim? Kedir Shua ben Levi. Dar Yeshua ben Levi. Be'esr of Arba Makomas, they grew Kohanim Leviyim. 24 places. We see that Kohanim are also called Leviyim. Be'zeh Echad Behem. One of them is here in Yechezkel. Baha Kohanim, HaLeviyim, B'nei Tzadok. So HaLeviyim there includes even Kohanim. Good. Says the Gemara, Uladoros Binalon. So how do we know that this tour not only worked in the Midbar, but works Ladoros? Amakra, Vahayuli Halviyim, Vihayu, Bahavayasan Yehu. They will continue to be Leviim, and the Halachas will remain the same. Right? So that's what, that's how you know it stays forever. Umi Mai Dibiseh. How do we know that the Seh is what, did it? In the that's what we should use, and that's what worked then. Rashi, my debesesh shall ben Levi niftru pitri chamorim shall Yisrael to kamen leil ben Levi davili said afka lifka. What's the question? How do we know that's what worked in the Midbar? What was the pasuk? Just as behema in the pasuk, right? The behemas Leviim to behemtam of the Yisraelim. So how do we know it was beset? Right, lidoros it says beferish. It's a pasuk tifteh beset. But what about then? Amar of Chizda, Namar Kesef Ladoros, Venamar Se Ladoros. It says to you Kesef by Pidyon Aben Ladoros, and it says to you Se for Pidyon Petach Chamor Ladoros. Ma Kesef Amar Ladoros, Bo Padu Ladoros, Bo Padu Losasha. Just like the Kesef that said Ladoros, it was used now and as it was used then, which is because it says that Beferish in the Torah. Ach Se Amar Ladoros, Bo Padu Ladoros, Bo Padu Losasha. Right, so you compare Kesef of Pidyon Aben to of Petar Chamor. Again, there's major lundis here, which discusses, again, this is a question that comes up in the entire Masechta, the relationship between all the pidyons. Specifically, Petar Chamor and Pidyon Aben. By Bechor, Behemah Tahora, you're not podit. Not supposed to be podit. Right? But by the other two, you're supposed, there's a mitzvah to be podit. So what's the relationship between those two? How connected are parallel are those mitzvahs? Right? We'd rather not compare our kids to donkeys. But in terms of the mitzvah, so is there a parallel? So this Gemara plays a role in that. Here the Gemara is comparing them. Now the Gemara rejects it. Malakesef shkei podibok yeshes meiser sheni. How can you connect? What do you mean? Kesef is very different than, the pigeon of Kesef is different than the pigeon of Seh. Money you could use to be podemeiser sheni. Podehektish. That's a serious pidyon. The Chazonish writes here explaining this line. Seh is a total chiddush. So, Ein Lecha, why do you use a Seh? So, Ein Lecha, Bo'el Chidusha, basically. So, how can you say that? How can you compare? Tipatiyasehu inyan mechudish. Velo matzinu lo chaver. V'yashrib deba'osa shah nischadish kein b'chol behema. Only then. Maybe then you can use any animal. Right, not just a set. So el amar krab. So rather, it's a hekish. Ach pato tiftes b'char adav es b'char beima ha beima tveya tiftem ma b'char adam lo chilakta bein ladoras bein losa shah be kesef af beima tveya lo tachle bo bein ladoras bein losa shah be set. Okay, so you're not mechalik based on the pasuk. Period. New statement. Amar bichanina. Rashi also quotes this on Chumash. Right, Rabbi Chanina is medayik that the Torah is not interested in the number. In the number of animals in Parshas Bamidbar. But it's interested in the number of people. So why do we care that there is 273 more people by people, and we don't care about the animals? Why? Because Rabbi Chanina says, Se echad shall ben Levi pater kama pitri chamora mi Yisrael. Because he didn't really care about the numbers. One set of the Levium was good enough to patir many chamorim of Bnei Yisrael. Amar Abaye Teda. Abaye said that's exactly the proof. Shari manach osav otvim ba'adam, v'lo manach otvim b'behema. And it doesn't list off the otvim there. And therefore, we know that one could do many. Says the Gemara, Mimai, Dilma lo avin efishu l'behemes tuva. Maybe they just didn't have so many. Maybe Bnei Yisrael didn't have so many, so it worked out. So it was one and one. You can't say that. They had a huge amount of cattle. V'dilma, I saw some ass. But that was 40 years later. But that was before they went in. So how do you know that they had a lot now? Well, you have to say that it came from Mitzrayim. Okay. V'dilma afilo hachi pshutim delavim havikaimi lebahadi b'chori Yisrael. But still, it was the all the animals of the Levium against the firstborns of Bnei Yisrael. So you how do you know that? How do you know that there was an equal number there? So Amar Kra, we learned it out from a drasha. The es behemas halaviyim tachas behem tum, behema achas tachas behemos harbe. So that is what we learned.
This Ladoros drasha is sort of, but not totally.
Right, later on is one on one. As we go later on. Well, we'll see a form of using one for many soon. V'ema behema rabba. Maybe behema means just many behemos. Right? The first behema doesn't mean one for many, but even the first one means many. So imkein lichtov kra, o behema tachas behema, o behemta tachas behemtam. Use a parallel lashon. My behemas tachas behemtam. Shramina chad pater tuva. Okay, so we know in the midbar, right, one set was able to pater many, many chamorim. There's a big discussion in Tosfos, in Miseches Kiddushin, and elsewhere. Tosfos Kiddushin Lamed Zayin says, is there Petach Hamor in Chutz La'aretz? So Tosfos Kiddushin says, hey, it was in the Midbar. In the Midbar. So obviously it applies to Chutz La'aretz, at least on a Durabanan level. Says Tosfos Kiddushin Lamed Zayin. Says the Pnei Yeshua, Durabanan, read our Gemara! The Pnei Yeshua, Pnei Yeshua, it's Taraisa! It's the Midbar! We're gonna talk about it soon in a second. They have Kiddusha, what is he talking about? It applies for sure. Says it in the Midbar. Says the Makne, there in Kiddushin. Says the Makne, no. Just because it applied in the Midbar doesn't really apply to Chutz La'aretz. And he quotes, I saw the Vav, I'm like, oh, it's like the Gemara Megillah. He quotes the Gemara Megillah. What's the Gemara Megillah? By Hallel. Gemara says by Hallel. Three reasons that we don't say Hallel on Purim. One is that it was a Neis Chutz La'aretz. Neis Chutz La'aretz, but what do you mean? We say Hallel for Pesach. And that was in a Chutz La'aretz. That was before they went in. Before they went in, so that's when other lands might have been Niskadesh. Once they went into Eretz Yisrael, then other lands were excluded. So it's near the Midbar, says the Machne, it could be that in the Midbar there was Kedusha, because before they went into Eretz Yisrael. But once they went into Eretz Yisrael, then it was. So that's a beautiful discussion of, again, what Kedusha Lamed Zayin, Tosfos, the Pnei Yeshua, and the Machne. Okay, we go weiter. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava. Rava says also, we learned it. Upo debo parmim harbei. You're allowed to use your seh many times. Ladoros. What does that mean? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says, if I give a seh to the Kohen and then I buy it back from the Kohen, I could use it again. I could use it as many times as I want. Right? After I buy it back from the Kohen, that's one seh doing many, po de parmim harbei. Tosfos does not like that. Tosfos says, Rabbeinu Tam Afarito is talking about a case of suffix. Suffix Bechor, Petr Chamar, I could use one set for five suffix. Even though suffix is Hamotzi Mechaber Olav Araya, but I'm allowed to use that. Achronim say, why doesn't Rashi like Tosfos as Pshat? Why do you like Tosfos as Pshat? Right, to use one for a suffix. Why? Because Rashi would say, let's say, you need one per one, even by suffix. not like Tosfos, one per many. Maybe it's a bad. How do you look at a Mutzmei Chaver Olav Araya? Is it really Shel Kohen? It's not really mine. I'm able to keep it because the Kohen can't prove it, but it's not really mine. Right? We don't know what to do, so I'm allowed to keep it, but it's not really mine. Maybe that's what Rashi says, because it's still Shayach to the Kohen, and therefore you still need one-on-one. Tosfos says, no! Hamos Mechamel of Araya means it's most like it's mine! It's a beerer, as we call it. And therefore, since it's totally mine, you're just doing this, lahotzi bidei suffik, so therefore, you're allowed to use one for many. Okay, that is a big discussion. We've discussed in the past about the Rebbe Elchanan and Kovetz Haaretz. How do you look at Muchsak, Hamas Mechal of Araya? Is it Birur? Is it Achra? But we will, we'll not go there now. Maybe that's the shir. We'll have that shir on Monday. We'll, see. Rebbe Chanina, Viter, Rebbe Chanina, Taibet, the Basisa Befaresh, Rebbe Chanina is explaining the Mishnah. V'hachi Kamar, my time po de bo pa'amim harbe. Why are we allowed to use it more than once? Mishum, de'se'echa, shal ben blevi, po de kamar pe de chamarim shal Yisrael. So exactly what you're about to ask, it's not exactly as it was in the Midbar, according to Rashi or Tosis, but it's an extension. Period. Itmar, fascinating machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kitchu Bechorz by Midbar. Rabbi Yochanan says, firstborns had Kedusha. What are we talking about here? We're talking about those that were born in the Midbar, Rashi says. Shenol do by Midbar. Kidsha b'chars by Midbar. Reish Lakash Amar lo kidsha b'chars by Midbar. They did not have Kedusha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar kidsha b'chars by Midbar. Rabbi Yochanan says they had Kedusha. How do you know? Terachman Amar Likdashu. It's a pasuk. Dichsiv, kidichsiv, kadesh li kol b'char. The pasuk. What did Reish Lakash say back to that? No, that was only the ones born in Mitzrayim. Not the ones born after. V'ish lakash amar lo kitchu b'chorus la midbar b'dechsiv v'hayaki v'yacha v'ksiv basre v'havarta v'chlal demei kara lo kadosh. Right, it was a kadosh earlier. Aye, what does he do with that pasuk of kadosh li? That was, according to Reish Lakish, the ones that were born in the Mitzrayim had kedusha, the ones that were born in Eretz Yisrael had kedusha, the ones that were born in the Midbar did not have kedusha. Eser, b'yokan la Reish Lakish, b'yokan la Reish Lakish. The Mishnah says in Maseches Zvachim, the end. The Mishnah says before the Mishkan was put up, Bamos were mutter, and the Avoda was with the firstborns. So you see, firstborns had Kedusha in the Midbar. So Amar Lei says, Rish Lakish, what are you talking about? Those were born in Mitzrayim. Hachanan Mistavra. I don't mean to prove it to you. Dilote Mahachi. Ben Shana Bar Mevet Avodahu. Well, the Mishnah was put up in the second year. What's that? The 1 year olds were doing Avodah? Obviously not. So, the Gemara says, Utakarila Mekarila. What was Rabbi Yochanan's Havamina? What was he thinking? Doesn't he agree that, right? He knows that Reish Lakish agrees to those born in Mitzrayim. So what was the old Kasha? So, very interesting discussion here. Hachi kakashalei. This is what was the problem. What's the machlokas here of Yochanan Reish Lakish? I amet bishlamo delo pasik kedusha sayhu. If you say that the kedusha does not stop hanuch demei karanami lapaka kedusha sayhu, if you say that kedusha could be born here, then you could say that the kedusha from before could continue. Ela I amet de pasak kedusha sayhu. But if you say the kedusha stops now, Hanuch to me karanami pakale kedusha sayu. You should say that anybody who has kedusha loses it. Rabbi Yochanan says, if you can't create the kedusha now, it must be the kedusha stops from before now as well. And Reish Lakish says, no. Ve'idach de kadosh kadosh to lo kadosh lo kadosh. Rabbi Yosef Engel, as you would have thought, puts together 20 times in Shas where you have this discussion. Just because do you connect hafkaz kedusha to Yetziras Kedusha. There's a Rashi in Yevamos. Rashi Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Mem Tes. We don't have to go through it now. But Rashi Tosfos in Yevamos discuss is that Rashi seems to say that if there's an Isser that's Chau on a married woman, that if this Isser would have been on this woman before she got married, it would have prevented Kedushin, Yetzvisas Kedushin. So if it's Chau on her after Kedushin, it breaks the marriage. Right, meaning a prevention and a right something that can't happen now, so it'll ruin something that happened from before if it wouldn't be able to happen now. Exactly, Rabbi Yochanan Svara. If you want to look it up, Asvid Daraisa Klal Tes. He quotes all of the discussions, and there are some Achronim that put Rabbi Yochanan Lashitaso and other Shitas and Shas. Either way, there's a lot to talk about. Let's continue a little bit more though. Eisvei Oso Ayom Shugam Mishkan. The day that the Mishkan was put up. Karbo lahem b'Yisrael nadar munadavos chatos vashamos bechoros umaisros. The day the Mishkan was put up, they brought all these animals, including mice, including bechoros. So isn't that, doesn't that show that there was Bukharis born here? Hachanami, Miel Zajat in Mitzrayim. No. That's talking about the ones born from Mitzrayim. Uminan, or Yishlakish says, I'll ask you, this is a raya to me. Forget a kasha. Oso hayomu tekarov, mikan ve'elach lokarov. It says that day, Masra, for the next 40 years, they didn't bring Bukharis. Right, so that day they did because there was no more Bechoros in the desert. Ikadamri, some have it in the opposite way. It's a raya and then a disproof. Ace very shlakas Rabbi Yochanan. Oso ayom shigwa mishka gavol emli yisro nadab nadab with chadas hazabas. Bechoros ubaisers. Oso ayom in mikan veilach lo. It's a raya to me, says Reish Lakish, that there was no kedusha the rest of the midbar. So answer, ema me oso ayom veilach. No, it means that day and on. Umay kamashvalon, what's the chiddush? Me oso ayom in meikara lo. The chiddush is not before, meaning the year before the Mishkan was built, they didn't do it. Alma, why? Chovos bebama lo karav. Karbanis chovo were not brought on bama. It's only volunteer karbanis. So in the year before they built the Mishkan, so they did not bring karbanis chova. Period. One other try for today. Tashma nipsi zata omer. The Brisa says bishlosha mekamos kitchu b'charis Yisrael b'Mitzrayim. Three times the firstborns were sanctified b'Mitzrayim uba midbar uba knisas on Yisrael. Three times HaKadosh Baruch Hu told over mitzvahs relating to the firstborns. B'Mitzrayim ha'omer b'knisas on Yisrael la'aretz. B'Mitzrayim ha'omer kadosh tiko b'char. B'midbar hu omer ki li kol b'char b'vnei Yisrael. B'knisas on la'aretz hu omer v'hayaki v'yacha v'havarta. So you see there, don't you see that they were sanctified in the desert? So, Amr of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Bishlosh Bekomos, Husharu ala Bechoros Likadesh, Velokidshu. They were just told about it, but it's not like any actual sanctification took place in the Midbar. They were told about their sanctification laws, but it wasn't that they were actually sanctified. Obi Mitzrayim, one second, Mitzrayim, Nami lo Kadosh, Amir to Kadosh. What, you're telling all of them? All of them, they were just told about the laws? So the Gemara says, no, Hachi Gamar, Mehen Kidshu, Umehen Lo Kidshu. Sometimes it was just the laws, like in the Midbar, and sometimes it was the actual sanctification, like the first, that's like going into Eretz Yisrael and in Mitzrayim. Okay, period, we'll have to stop here by Maskif. Again, there's a lot to talk about here, but Baruch Hashem, we are deep into Pesachas Becharos. Tomorrow's daf discusses, though, what we saw already, why there's a mitzvah Petach Hamor, and Hashem, we will get back to it on Sunday. Everybody should have a good Shabbos.